This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 161. There's a lot of facial violence in this episode.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sista.
And I am Pandalicious.
And you are cordially invited to attend this episode of our podcast.
It's all written in calligraphy and shit, bitches.
Because we're classy.
We're classy hoes.
Speak for yourself.
Okay, I'm a classy... Never mind.
But you know what else is classy?
Our website.
It is. So make sure that you hit us up on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use the short address, which is
esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. The short address will bounce to the long one, and you can check out any articles that have been written within the week. If you have any questions about those articles or just questions for us, you can email us at questions@esh.mobi. If you aren't listening to us on iTunes, you can check us out there. You can plug us into any RSS reader, any podcast search engine, and we are also a part of the All Games Network.
That's right. You can catch episodes of our podcast airing right now on Monday nights at the All Games Radio Network, found at allgames.com. Our shows are airing at about 11 p.m. Eastern Time, which works out to be about 8 p.m. Pacific Time. So if you want to, make sure that you bounce over there, check out some of the other entertaining shows. Well, for instance, Gametopia streams into us on Monday nights.
Yes, and they're actually pretty cool. I like those guys. If you're not listening to them, you can also check out, My Home Away from Eshland, Dead Pixel Live.
There's also Bobby Blackwolf Show.
There's, even though Friday Night Gaming is not a part of the network, you can still listen to them.
Then there's also Fantastic Forum.
There's Video Game Outsiders.
OLR.
There's In-Game Chat. I think Ultimate Quest is back to...
Yes. XenoQuest Hard at Work.
And don't forget, Video Game Outsiders have just gone live.
So there's a lot of great entertainment that you can check out at allgames.com, or you can go straight to radio.allgames.com and go right to the radio channel. But make sure when you're checking out those other shows or bouncing into chat that you let them know that we sent you over there. Because we did.
And spread the goodness of us the goodness of us.
The goodness of Ush? What Ush? Is the goodness of Ush?
Well, it's the goodness
can
of
it be
Ash,
defined?
Of course.
Is it tentative? Can I touch it?
Do you want to?
I'm not
you
sure.
Don't know where it's been.
Oh, that's true. Maybe not. Let me get some Purell.
Get some gloves.
Let me get some latex. We'll think about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Be all mindful right. Of that Ush.
Well, since we've gone to the nasty place, let's bring it back around to the fun stuff.
Okay.
Because we've got games and stuff to talk about this week.
Huh, you might have games to talk about this week.
Touchy subject, I know.
No, really?
It's kind of...
Yeah.
You know, why don't you take the mic of a thousand truths?
Oh, yes. Why don't I?
I'm going to go sit over here.
Hand me
in the
that
corner.
Soapbox over
go.
There, because
the,
I've got
there,
something to talk
about. I've reinforced the soapbox, too, just in case you want to stomp.
Does it have a little game... cuppy to hold my Mountain Dews.
It does in fact have a cup holder, and it's actually hydraulically
awesome
set up, so when you hit the button, see, it just pops up the Mountain Dew.
Oh,
right,
see, good, great, awesome,
right. Okay,
good.
I'm just gonna go over here now, and
yeah, you stand over there, because I don't think you want to get hurt.
Nope, I'm gonna do okay.
Oh, okay, so hello fan base, awesome people who've come to listen to us. Well, let me tell you what has happened to me. And it's my fault. And I take responsibility for it. I fucked up. That is right. Pandalicious fucked
is not
up.
Infallible.
That's right. When you stab me, do I not scream and bleed? Yes.
You also smack hoes. when you, and they stab you, you pretty much are a hitter. I'm just going to
I am subject to moments where I don't think, and I do stupid shit. Yes.
Accident. It's an accident.
It happens more often than I care to admit, but, and often on this show, but.
Very often on this show.
I need to warn you.
Just let it out. Just let it out. You'll
find
out.
There are hackers in Xbox land. There are fishermen. And I don't mean John the Fisherman. I mean, there are fishermen spelt inappropriately because they're fuckers out there. And they fuck you up. And when I say fuck you up, I mean they convince you that they are a friend of yours on your friends list. If you haven't figured this out, I got fucking hacked. I got hacked. Because I'm a dumb fuck. But you know what? I've learned from this experience. I'm more humble. I've learned.
I just have to interject. It's not really that you got hacked as much as you got fished.
I got fished and it fucked me up. Okay, there is a phishing message out in Xbox land. And what this fucker does is if someone on your friends list, you know, people that you trust and you game, because let's face it, you're not going to put people that you don't play games with on your friends list because they're not your friends. And it guises itself as one of your friends. Whichever one of your friends was a victim like me, a greedy ass victim who thought they could get stuff for free.
You just blinded by the broke panda. It's okay. It happens.
So say, imagine you're on your Xbox and the person that you run with the most in your Gears 2 and in your COD 4 and 5 and your Halo, there's a message from your dude. We'll call him Awesome Man 7. And if there's an Awesome Man 7 out there in Xbox, well, I hope you're really that awesome.
And I awesome know about man, the awesome men that came before you.
Yeah, the other six. Awesome Man 7 sends you a message, and it says, "Hey, I got 1,600 Microsoft points for free over here. Check this out. And if it doesn't work, message me back." So because you trust Awesome Man 7 from all those times he saved your ass in Gears and in COD and, I don't know, Peggle. Yeah, Halo. Yeah.
Ass saved in Peggle? Okay.
He told you where to aim, and you won because he's that he's Awesome Man 7.
Okay.
And he spells awesome wrong, but that's okay because he's
That's right, because he's awesome. Gotcha. I'm with you. I'm rolling. I'm digging.
So because you trust him so much, you're like, I'll check this out. I trust this man. And you plug in the address, and it brings you to a site. And it's not like a random site that you know right away is bad for you. It looks like the login to Xbox. The picture is the same. The text is the same. Nothing is amiss. So you think, well, that's odd. But you trust Awesome Man 7 because he's awesome. So you enter in your account information, your Windows Live name, your email, the password. And you hit join or log in. I believe it's log in. And then it pops up a whole different window that says your email is wrong. Now, you're not dumb. You know your email is right. So because you're so used to just thinking, oh, I must have forgotten a letter, you retype it in. Bam! They've got you. Because as soon as you type the rest of that shit in, if you are still on your Xbox Live, it then sends out emails to all the people on your friends list with the exact same message. Now, if you are smart and you detect that something's amiss, you quickly go back to your Windows Live account, change your password, and you are safe. Did I do this? No. Nope, I didn't. I was like, I'm going to go listen to DPL. I'm just going to log off and I'm going to have myself a good time. And I logged off. And that was my mistake, because the moment that I did, they changed my motherfucking password. And I was now completely oblivious, mind you, that during the whole time that I wasn't logged in listening to DPL, I was logged in sending spam. Lots and lots of spam.
I got some, because you're my friend and my sister.
So then I got a barrage of comments over at the All Games chat room, because there is one. Go check it out. I'm there all the time. I'm there right now, actually. And they're all like, Panda, why are you sending me messages? I'm not sending you messages. I'm listening to DPL. No, you're not. You're on Xbox. No, I'm not. You should check that out. Holy fuck, I can't get onto my account. So then Panda, being a respectable, reliable, though often stupid,
easily led astray. You are trusting.
I'm too trusting for my own damn good.
That's where it is. You're just a trusting panda.
And when I tried to log back in, and I couldn't log back in, and I got scared because yes, even though my Xbox Live, like account, I have one of those. I think I put about 2 years of free membership cards on there. Mm-hmm. So the credit card's not attached to that, but it is to my marketplace. So I said, holy shit, because I have not already, I haven't dealt with freaking identity theft already, and I have. So instantly, I decide that I'm going to call Xbox. I'm going to call support. Because I need fucking support right now, because I'm fucking freaking out.
I'm sorry.
So, I asked someone to get me the number, and I call. And I'm expecting that I'm going to talk to somebody right away. No! It's a fucking prissy, very happy, automated voice.
Oh, you got to talk to Max?
No, it was a chick.
Oh.
It's a chick lady. Oh, I don't know.
Must have got rid of Max, then.
It's a chick. I don't know who it is.
It used to be a dude. It's like, hey, I'm Max, and I'm here to help you.
Oh, no, it's a chick, and I don't even know what her name is, but she's just like, you can fix all your stuff on Xbox.com. Yeah, if I could sign on to it, you fucking bitch, I would be handling this. But obviously, I can't. So then you got to fucking your number, and then you've got to go through this whole voice recognition, you know, if you need help, say help. If you need billing, say billing. I don't know who the fuck I'm talking to. Help me!
I'm sorry.
So she, you know, and then eventually, you know, it's like, make sure you have your gamer tag ready. I don't, because someone fucking stole it. I want it back. Can I has now?
And they say no.
No, and then I finally get an actual voice. And they're like, call me ma'am. Everyone calls me ma'am.
What are they supposed to do? Say, bitch, calm down. I'm trying.
You know, I actually would have probably felt more comfortable like, bitch, hold on. I'm just kidding. So they go and they tell me at this point that I'm like, someone just hacked into my account. It's been 20 minutes. You know, and if you're a decent hacker, you don't need 20 minutes to get what you need and roll out. You need 2 minutes. I've seen password swordfish. I know what the fuck's up. I mean, granted, you know, whatever.
Nobody showed Halle Berry's boobs to you.
That's right. Okay. But I know what they do to torture hackers to get them to move really, really fast. I get that shit. I get it. They probably had a gun to his nutsack. I mean, I don't know. But anyway.
Sorry. Go ahead.
So they're like, well, we'll isolate the account, which means they will suspend it so that no one can get into it but them. So they put a giant lock on Lady Ash. Lady Ash has been locked down. I mean,
chastity belt. Bam.
Locked up tight. Like virgin ass.
Oh my God.
And you know what I'm talking about.
Oh my
God. So I'm like, okay, at least I know. At the current moment, nothing has happened. But instantly, I'm now worrying about my bank account. So I run to my other computer, check my account. Nothing has been touched. So this must have been a very slow hacker, because I know they could have gotten away with what was left in my account. Not that there was that much, but they could have taken it.
Well, the nice thing about Xbox Live, so I'll interject here to make you feel a little bit better, is that they don't keep the entire account number for a card on screen. They only keep the last four digits.
Thank God.
So the only thing that you can do through an account is buy more points within the Xbox.com site. So the only thing that they could do is try to buy a bunch of Microsoft points and then...
buy games with the Microsoft points.
Well, yeah. And because I think it's even convoluted to try and gift points through Live to anybody.
Yeah, you can't do it that way.
Yeah, so...
Thank God, Microsoft. Good job on that.
Yes.
But anyway...
Huzzah for you for understanding how to deal with credit card theft, at least, like everybody else on the planet.
Oh, well, because I've dealt with people stealing my...
Yeah.
Anyway. But they're like, okay, well, we're going to do an investigation. We should get back to you in about a day's time. Day one, I go flip shit. So I wait till about midday, and I call back to hear if there's any developments in the investigation. I think I talked to another lady who was like, yes, we haven't begun the investigation yet. You don't need to keep calling us. Yes, I do! I need to know when you're going to take this ass down so I can piss in his face!
Are you upset? You sound like you need a hug, Munchkin.
Needless to say. She's like, do you want us to call you? Do you want me to email? Well, because I sit in front of a computer all day, email me. They're like, well, give us a number just in case you would... I'm like, here's my cell number. So then I get a random email about 6 hours later saying, we've just begun to investigate. Well, good. You didn't need to tell me that. You should have told me when it was over so I could get my gamer tag and I could be happy. No.
No.
No happy panda.
No.
Day two. Now, I didn't sleep very well on day one, so actually I was awake for the shift into day two. Get an email at 3 a.m. What bitch on the East Coast is awake?
They're not. They're West Coast at that point.
Yeah.
Someplace else. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, get a second email.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we really can't help you in this division. Your issue lies in Windows Live. We will forward all of this information over to Windows Live, and a specialist will help you.
Uh-oh.
Now, I woke up at 4 on day 2, because I had a hard time sleeping, like I said.
Yeah.
Hard time.
Yeah.
So I got this mail at 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Ugh.
So I've been barking up the wrong tree all day 1.
Well, I'll shut up.
So I go to Windows Live, bring in an email this time, because I feel that if I was going to talk to someone at that point, that I wouldn't have been very nice.
Right.
And you attract more bees with honey.
With honey than with a sawed-off shotgun.
Yeah, that too.
Full of rock salt, right. Mm-hmm.
Dear Windows Live, I have been working with Microsoft because my account has been hacked. They say I need to come to you because this issue is what you guys deal with. This is my email. It got stolen on this date. Gave them all the information.
Yeah.
Even though they said that they had forwarded it already. But just for me.
Right. I'm going to guess that the Windows Live people said, no, that's not us.
No. Oh. Windows Live was actually pretty decent. It only took them half a day to get back to me. So 12 hours waiting. And I mean, literally, I sat by my phone with my laptop in front of me. I did not move from the love seat unless I had to do lady mysterious things in the ladies' room.
And even
then, I brought the laptop.
I'm sorry.
Even then, because the moment my little mail signal comes up, I'm praying it's Microsoft or Windows.
But Windows gets back. Fucking Pottery Barn, I hate you.
Exactly. Oh my God, you should have seen me. But anyway, Windows gets back to me in 12 hours. Okay, we have all your information. We know that it's you. This is the email that got compromised. We have cleared it so that you can re-enter it as a Windows Live account. I said, okay. So I now have pandalicious@electricity.com as a Windows Live account. So I'm like, okay, well, since that was what got compromised, I should be able to get my gamer tag and be done with it. No.
No.
So I'm like, why? I'm like, now what do I do? Because I got the part that got compromised, so can't they just resync it, like, through a big master Xbox computer and I can be happy again? No! No! They can't do that! Because you know what they have to do? They have to fuck you up the ass because they're Xbox and they have nothing better to do but fuck you in the ass!
Okay, breathe. Breathe, Panda, breathe.
I send another mail. So this is mail number, by this point, this is mail number 5. And I'm not so happy.
I'm guessing that you were.
I'm not very happy by email.
Angry Panda. Yep.
Yes, this was more like, okay, I've given all my information. I have talked to Windows. I have my Windows Live thing. I want my gamer tag back. What? Now, this is all caps. What do I do? Smiley face. Because
you can't be a complete bitch.
That's right.
Okay.
So I get another email. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, we understand how inconvenient this is. No, really? I most certainly hope so. Because you know what? You know how inconvenient this is? This is you trying to put your glasses on because you're blind. And every time you get the glasses close to your eyes, someone smacks you in the face. That is how inconvenient this is. Uh-huh. And then every time you get really close, actually no, there's a much better description. You're really hungry, so you go to your favorite fast food joint, and you got your favorite burger. You unwrap it, and you're walking out because you have to walk home because you don't have a car in this scenario.
Okay.
But you're like, I can walk home, and I'm going to enjoy this burger.
Right.
You unwrap it, and you're walking across the street. You look both ways because you're smart, and you walk across the street, and you're walking. And you go to put that burger up to your mouth, and someone punches you in the face! Take your burger and run!
That's a lot of punch. There's a lot of action going on in the face.
Oh, my God!
And I think
Every time I go to bite this burger, someone has to punch me in the face, ruining my delicious intake of food. That is how inconvenient this is. But, that's the point.
I'm sorry.
So I get an email this morning, 8 o'clock. So yeah. I'm like, all right, this has to be an East Coast person because it's 5 o'clock over on West Coast time. So I'm like, all right, East Coast person, I can relax. Well,
no.
I've gotten all your information. I'm really sorry that this is a lot. He's like, I understand. Believe you me. However, we are at a stage that we can no longer help you through email. You need to call us now. So I'm thinking, okay, so they need to talk to me? I'm like, am I in a new stage now?
Oh, yeah.
Like a
so acceptance. I'm like, okay. You're in the acceptance stage.
So I'm like, they need to talk to me. So I wait.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, well, then I'll call them later. And this is today, mind you.
Yeah.
But right before, because Ninja and I were part of a round table, you'll hear about that, I'm sure. Yeah. And right as I'm getting ready to log in to go do that, I get a phone call from Xbox. And I'm like, oh, does this mean they're going to tell me that they're going to resync it and I can play with my friends now? I don't have to be an outcast in my house just twiddling around doing nothing. I'm excited and I'm really happy. It's like they gave me a puppy.
Covered
but this
in
is,
like
this isn't,
burgers.
This isn't like, this is not like a regular puppy like, oh yay, it's Christmas, you got a puppy. This is like the type of puppy that Disney gives you. And let me explain. We know Disney and their
puppy?
Animated movies.
So is the puppy like magical?
No, they give you a puppy, but they take your mom.
Oh,
they kill your mom.
No, damn you, Disney.
It's a delusion. Yeah, because we know Disney has a thing about absent mothers.
I need my mom. Don't take my mom. Keep the puppy.
So I'm getting the salvation of, oh my God, I'm getting something back. But no.
I was hoping this story had a happy ending.
And now I'm talking to a man.
Like a Disney.
This is the first. He's the first man that I've talked to.
Ooh, both. A man.
Sorry.
I'm Roger Rabbit. Anyway, and he's like, I've been notarized to call you. I said yes. He's like, to let you know that our investigation, and I'm waiting for him to say, is resolved, because that would mean, yay, restoring of gamertag, I can go on like a normal functioning human being. And he goes, it has escalated. I'm like, what the fuck is escalated mean? I mean, obviously I get it. It gets moved. Where did it move to? Is it in Tibet? Did it fucking move to Tibet?
It went to go see the Dalai Lama so that it could get, you know, centered and
enlightened, whatever. But because this has escalated to a much more serious pursuit, because Microsoft apparently is strongly pursuing this particular fish because of the fact that the site looks identical in every aspect to the login site of Xbox. So hackers are getting better, which is not good. I mean, good for hackers, but not for us. So they're taking this, you know, really above and beyond. But that also means, because I'm a part of this escalated investigation, that Lady Ash is still in confinement, and they cannot release her until they have resolved the investigation.
Oh, well, shit. You may not get your gamer tag back at all. Sorry. No, shut up. Because I can feel you fuming through the internet.
And at this point, I'm like, is there anything you can tell me that would make this a little easier to ingest? Because this is day 3. It's the weekend. I game on the weekend. This is the first weekend in a very long time that I have not gamed. And I don't like it!
I can tell. You fiending for it hard, girl. So what'd they say?
And in a nice voice, this man was like, sadly, I can't tell you who hacked you. Because
it's not even like you care that who hacked you. You just want
access. He's like, I can't tell you who hacked you. He's like, all the information that we are uncovering is being sent to police. Yeah, so this is serious.
That's fine. Give me back my fucking account.
I know. He's like, what I can do for you, he's like, I can give you a temporary gold account. And I said, fuck. Well, I didn't say fuck. I wanted to say fuck. I really wanted to say fuck. And I said, nope. That is unnecessary. And he was just like, I understand. And I'm like, no, you probably don't. But am I going to get notification when this gets resolved? Because I got my Windows Live account back. I have that. I have the password for that. That's taken care of. And he's like, once this is resolved, we can link it.
But here's the problem that I have with that. Did he give you any timetable?
No.
Did you ask for one?
Yes. I said, is this going to be a relatively soon thing, or am I going to hear stuff really, really soon? Like in a day? I mean, I didn't say it, but I said it a lot nicer than that. But he said that he would I would get notification as soon as there was a change.
Here's the big problem that I have with all of that. Okay, because if this is becoming a police investigation, if they're really actually getting the police involved, it could be months.
I know. I'm trying to stay upbeat. Because in my mind, even though I know if the police even catch whoever this is,
if they're even really involved.
If they're, all right, hypothetical, if they're involved and if they get caught, in my mind, it kind of looks like a whole CSI bust in. I'm expecting like a Horatio to come in and be like, dude, looks like you've been hacked.
I don't even. I would love that. Would make you feel better, okay, you're a CJ major. You know that if that happens, they've got to hold on to everything for proof. So now you're looking at 6 months before you get that tag back.
I know. That's why I hate the day I decided to choose criminal justice as my.
Because you know how this plays out.
I do.
This and is do. Not a quickly resolved issue.
No.
Okay, and if
they want to make it feel like it, and they're not. In
well,
all
here's
honesty,
the thing.
Honestly, I would have appreciated knowing what I know in the system if they had been like, look, this actually turned into a very serious case. If they were like, in all honesty, I don't think you'll get it back, I would feel more comforted than the whole, oh, we'll contact you in a day.
Well, yeah, that's my whole thing. I mean, like, at the point where they were like, I can comp you a live account until this happens, I'll be honest with you, I think you should have taken it. And you should have said, okay, so not only are you going to comp me a gold account until you get this resolved, but how much are you going to extend my existing gold account for the inconvenience of not being on my tag?
Oh, man, let me tell you, the next conversation that I have, and I plan to have several more in the interim, that I'm going to open my mouth. Now, I usually don't tend to complain. Being a criminal justice major, I know how this type of stuff goes. I know that there are A, B, and Cs. But now that I'm on the other end of this A, B, and C as a victim, I don't like it. I want them to make me as comfortable as fucking possible. So does that mean if I get this back anytime soon, and by that I mean even a week's time, I would consider that comfortable. But if this takes longer than a week, like, I mean, I've gone through the anger stage where I'm like, I'm going to fucking destroy my Xbox and just move on. Then I went through the, no, be smart about it, resell all your games, put your Xbox up on eBay, save every money for a PS3 Slim, and be done with this shit. I thought about it. I have games already lined up that I'm planning to trade in on Amazon. I might as well just throw the whole shit in.
But then, you had a sobering moment. Right?
No.
You haven't had that moment yet?
No, because then I keep thinking, I'm like, well, I could still do that because I was planning to get rid of some of my PS2 games towards a PS3 anyway. And honestly, if this takes longer than a week, or I'll even be nice. Xbox, you have 2 weeks. I'm going to go apeshit within those 2 weeks, so by the time you talk to me, I'll probably just have guttural sounds. And I won't Ooh. Sound very coherent. I'll have to have somebody speak for me.
Miss Pandalicious? We wanted to talk to you about your Xbox Live ago.
Oh, me like Xbox Live. Me no have Xbox Live.
Me want Xbox Live. Anyway, 2 weeks, Xbox. 2 weeks.
So you're not nicer than I am, because by conversation number two, it would have been, what are you comping me? What are you going to comp me once this is resolved? And how are you going to make me feel comfortable with leaving my personal information with you again moving forward?
I tend to think that I've got some patience.
I mean, because don't get me wrong, you got fished. Okay?
Which is my fault to begin with.
Right. But as far as being able to prove who you are and get your stuff back, it should
be a lot easier. I have the credit card number. I knew my secret question. Everything that they've asked me to validate that I'm who I am.
Right.
And then we tell every conversation that I've had, they have to go through the whole thing. And I'm like, you guys make me think that I'm not the right person. Is this face off? Am I actually not me?
You're actually Nicolas Cage. You're not.
Am I actually Nicolas Cage?
You are actually Nicolas Cage with tits. I hate to be the one to tell you.
Oh my God.
But it would explain a whole lot.
It would.
After the point that you've done all that validation, the whole point of why they have that validation in there is so that you can prove that you are you in these cases. That should have been the end of it.
Should have, but it isn't. Anyway, 2 weeks. 2 weeks, Xbox. And after 2 weeks, I don't see any type of positive movement. And by positive movement, I mean I am playing my Xbox again with my friends. Because that's the only positive moving forward. Then I am canceling my account. And I'm going to PS3. You know what? I'm going to buy PS3 shirt.
No, you're not.
That's it. Yes,
you're
I am.
Such
I'm going to go.
Liar.
I'm going to go to PS3. I'm going to buy I Love Sony T-shirts. I'm going to become a Sony fangirl. Yes, I am. I'm going to take sexy pictures with Xboxes and put it all over my Facebook.
You mean sexy pictures with PS3s.
Yes.
You said with Xboxes.
Oh, well, fuck them.
See, it's a Freudian slip. You know who you love.
No!
You know it.
But, you know what? You can sleep with the enemy and not love them, okay? you could do that. It takes a special kind of person, but it can be done. And you know what? PS3s are pretty sexy.
Do you feel better now that you got that out of your system?
No, because I need to finish. Oh. So, all of you guys out there, still in Xbox land, one, I hate you because you're still there, but two, don't be dumb. Do not be like me.
Don't make a mistake.
Don't look for a quick fix. This is like a life lesson. You guys should jot this down. Don't look for a quick fix. Do not look for it. In your games, in life, you will not find them. You will only find a very beefy fist entering your ass.
The more you know. I'm sorry. That was just not right.
So if it looks like there's a message from one of your most trusted friends.
Like your sister.
And it says anything about, Actually, if I had gotten it from you, I'd have been like, fuck no. She would never tell me something like that. She would have kept that to herself.
No, I would have told you. Here's the thing. If anything like that would have happened, I would have called you on the phone to tell you.
Like, yo, I got the tip on. Yeah, you would have. You would have called me on the phone. But you guys out there, if you happen to get these messages, I mean, one of the easiest things...
What does the message say? Just in case people would stop by the website.
Hey, you know, from Awesome Guy 7 or one of your closest friends, hey, they are giving away 1,600 Microsoft points. Go check it out, and there's a website, and it says, if it doesn't work, message me back. Smiley face. That is what it says. And then, but one of the easiest ways to see this as a hoax, which I did not have the option of this, is, you know, like I said, it only spams out if someone on your list plugs in their information. So if you've got three or four people who have, you know, plugged in their information, and you get three or four messages that are exactly the same, and no matter how in sync people are, not everybody writes a Xbox message the exact same way, that would be a sign. But because I only had one, and no one had even talked about this in any of the forums that I had been visiting or in the chats that I happened to have been in, I didn't see this coming. Think twice before plugging things in.
Ain't nothing in the world that's worth anything free. Completely.
Well, I've gotten free things from really cool people, but...
But you got them in return for your friendship.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Though a lot of people don't.
Okay, they weren't random people just walking up and be like, take this, and walking away.
I know. That's true. But anyway, keep an eye out. The phishing thing is still out there. Microsoft is apparently investigating. They don't have Horatio from CSI Miami. They should get him.
This would have been done.
At least he gets it done in an hour.
He gets it done in actually 45 minutes. You gotta factor in commercials.
Good point. And I mean, at least he has really cool one-liners that make you feel good. Microsoft doesn't make me feel good.
All right. I'm sorry. You want a cookie? You want a hug?
It better be a big cookie. All right. I need a big cookie.
It's got walnuts in it.
Fuck walnuts! Oh, I just want a big chocolate chip cookie.
Well, it's chocolate chips with walnuts in it.
So I'm going to get off this soapbox.
Because you look a little strained there. You should probably sit down. Maybe get a cool towel.
I'm going to take this time and do it. I'm going to sit in the corner banging my head against the wall some more.
Don't bang your head against the wall. It's not going to do anything for you.
I've got an indent already.
It's really not going to do anything for you. So you should
Anyway, go ahead, sister. What do you got for people?
Well, I don't have anything nearly as bad for people.
Of course.
I did not get fished. this week, so I've just been
checking emails and bouncing around the web, checking out game stuff, checking out some gadget stuff, checking out some comic stuff. So I got
Yank my cock. I'm sorry. I'm just bitter. I'm going over here.
Could you just... Little Miss Ray of Sunshine. I know you're upset.
All right, I'm going to take this left.
Nobody took your internet from you, so you still have internets, okay? All right? So, you know, you got that. Yeah. Okay? You got a great computer. All right? So you can still talk with people. You've got the chatters.
No.
You got them still?
Stop teasing me about this mistake. All right. Okay, I'm done. I'm done.
You all right? You sure?
Yep, I'm good.
All right. So to kick off my little segment here, the first thing I have is from the guys that brought you the drum rocker set, which, as you know, I have and I absolutely love, and it actually allows me to play drums on an almost competitive level with a lot of my friends in the Rock Band games. I haven't tried it in Guitar Hero just because I haven't played a Guitar Hero game since World Tour, but... got an interesting email from the kids over at Ion, and if you want to check them out, it's just ion-audio.com, and the dash is a hyphen, just in case. And the drum rocker set is kind of an expensive set.
No, really?
It's a little bit, you know, because it is an electronic drum kit, so you've got four pads, and you've got two cymbals, and you can set them up however you like and adjust them however you like, but because it is, in fact, an actual, you know, drum... electronic drum kit. It's a little pricey, to say the least. Yeah, it's a few $100. But what's really nice is they've come out with what they call the Drum Rocker Core. And the core set is basically just the four pads for drum. Not the hugely elaborative, changeable, rearrangeable setup, because, you know, you can adjust the height as you like and spread drum pads out as you like, so you can make it very comfortable for you to drum. But what's really neat is that it doesn't come with the cymbals, and it's at a much reduced price. So it's $199 as opposed to, you know, $399, which is a huge, huge savings. Yeah. And what I think is neat is that the Drum Rocker Core set is going to work with Rock Band, Rock Band 2, Rock Band the Beatles, and is going to be available on the Xbox, on the PS3, and the Wii. So that one's kind of new, and I think that that's really great. The Wii one is completely new, and they're taking reservations for it now. It's not shipping yet, but the core is shipping, as well as the full-on drum rocker set is shipping currently for the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3. You can also, if you are so musically inclined, get the DM5 module, which you can actually plug into these guys and turn it into a complete electronic drum kit that you can use in your audio production applications, like your Pro Tools or like your Logics and things like that. So I think it's just kind of a really great, versatile drum set. And now that they have the core, which I think is more in line with what people can pay, really, for a drum kit, I think it works out great, and the DM5 module does work with the core system, so, you know, you can, for basically $500, walk away with a really kick-ass digital drum kit that works both in your Rock Bands and Guitar Heroes, as well as in your music applications. So I thought that was neat, and wanted to share that one. Again, the website is ion-audio.com, or you can just do a simple Google search for Ion Drum Rocker. Cool drums, absolutely love them, recommend them to the highest. So that's first one.
Okay, what's next?
Next thing I got, and you're not going to believe it's actually coming from me, but it is.
That's what she said.
Aww.
Sorry. I needed that,
all
okay?
All right, I'll let it go.
Thank you.
You know how I feel about Final Fantasy games? I mean, I have a very tragic love-hate relationship with them.
I love them.
Okay, I love them, but I hate them.
You love them because they're beautiful, but you hate them because they're turn-based.
I do. Well, somebody's heard a little bit of my cries,
So they released...
Have they answered your prayers?
No, they didn't answer my prayers. They just heard my cries. They heard my pleas in the darkness. Basically, they released a game this week called Final Fantasy Dissidia.
You get to fight characters.
Yeah, basically. The story is that you've got kind of Cosmos, who's like a goddess of harmony and tranquility and all that kind of stuff. And
then she needs to come to this house right now because I need some harmony.
You need some tranquility, that's for damn sure. I don't know about harmony, but you definitely need some tranquility or tranquilizer.
She was going to prescribe some anxiety meds. That would be great.
Anyway, you've got Cosmos, tranquility goddess, harmony. And then you've got Chaos, who's the god of chaos, basically.
No, see, he's been rolling up in my house. He needs to get the fuck out.
So basically, Cosmos and Chaos have pretty much been equal, and they've been keeping the world in balance and all that kind of stuff. But somebody broke the balance.
Was it Sephiroth? Was it Sephi?
I don't know. I haven't played the game yet.
Oh, okay.
It probably was, because let's face it, if there's chaos in the world, and we're talking about a Final Fantasy game, Sephiroth has something to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
He always has something to do with it. Either somebody's doing something in his name, or being reborn as him temporarily, or thinking that they've got his seed, or something. I don't know.
I'm his seed.
You are not his seed.
I wish I was.
You are so... Alright, I'm not even going to go into the fact that...
Hey, at least I didn't get all gross and be like, I want it, seed.
That, I was waiting for that.
He's not even real.
I was about to say, we're talking about pixels on the screen here, people. Okay.
Very sexy pixels.
Alright, here we go. Focus. Alright. Okay. So, basically, when the shift in the balance happened, Chaos sent out a call and said, hey, please help me, because this is some bullshit. And Cosmos, was like, oh, but wait, we gotta fix this, and we gotta get back together, and the balance is bad. And Chaos was like, fuck you. And Cosmos was like, oh no, I need help. But what's really nice is, just in looking at some of the PR releases that I've got about the game, some of the shots of the game, it looks really great. And what surprises me about it is, not only do I want to play it, so I'm going to try and get that game flight in here pretty quickly, because, you know, my funds is low too, but it's on the PSP.
Yeah, don't they also have a PSP coming out that's all silver in honor of Dissidia?
I believe so. I believe there's a bundled box that is a silver PSP bundled with the game. That I don't have a release on, which kind of surprises me, but I get lots of emails, so I really shouldn't be surprised. But what I like is that it is a action-based battle system, not a turn-based battle system. So I might actually enjoy this one. See, this is where the please, you know, my cries hurt through the air.
But what if you don't like it?
Well, it's a PSP game. It's something to play on a plane while I'm fighting. While I'm flying.
While you're fighting. While
it's something
flying.
To play while, yeah, because I punch bitches out on the plane when they cry. Because I'm trying to play games and they're interrupting my sound. No, the fact that it's... You know, the system was developed based off the Kingdom Hearts series. As you know, that's one of my favorite series of games to play, because it allows me to play with a lot of different characters, and it's not turn-based, which I absolutely love. But that you basically get to pull in all of these different characters from the Final Fantasy world.
It's the main hero of all of them and the main bad guys of all of them.
You got it. And so then you can mix and match. And what I love is that, you know, there are limit breaks and there are overdrives, which, you know, could be fun. But the fact that...
Wait, is 10-2 included? Do you know?
Doesn't say here, but it does...
Oh, God, I hope not.
I don't think that Dash 2 is included, so I don't think we have to deal with, you know... Dress me up character time. But what I like is that
it's going to have an arcade mode here in the U.S. Ooh. So you can kind of go fighter style on it, kind of a la the Tekken-y thing.
Maybe I should play this game to help me get rid of some frustration.
But they also have a community aspect built in, and this was kind of interesting to me. Basically, the way they explain it is that you can do trading frame cards, creation of items, sharing of AI characters with other players, as well as even fighting AI battles over the system ad hoc. So, like, my bosses or people that I've created can play your people through the PSP.
Ooh.
And they're all Final Fantasy dudes. So I think Dissidia actually has a lot to offer. I think it could be quite good.
We'll okay.
See. So that's kind of my I'm hopeful on Dissidia. And as soon as it comes in, it's already in the queue. I just gotta wait for it to make its way here. Look for my review hands-on with Dissidia. I think that it might not suck. No, I don't. I like the Square Enix folks, and I'm hopeful that this one.
They make pretty characters, and they know how to entice you to want to play their shit.
They do make
and then
very
when you play
characters.
It, then you're like, meh.
Exactly. They're like, yes! Yes! Oh my god! Final Fantasy 14 is gonna be awesome! Look at that! Look,
I don't know.
Fucking sky thing!
I feel like 14's an even number. 11 was an odd number. It was odd. So maybe 14 being an even number might be a pleasant, positive surprise.
For those going to PAX.
Who are not us because we're not going.
Who are not us because we are not going to PAX.
We're not going to PAX 09, but we're going to PAX East, motherfucker.
Did you say PAX Yeast?
East.
I heard yeast, and I'm not going to that one.
Because they're going to have... No.
I'm not
PAX
going.
East.
I'm going to PAX East.
It's the opposite of West. You know that whole... There's a cool trick with the compass. When you need to go east to west, you go, ew. When you're going west to east, you go, wee.
Oh, okay.
I loved it. I was like, that is so convenient.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so getting back to PAX and what I wanted
PAX,
to talk about.
PAX, wee, because you're going from west to east. See, PAX, ew, you don't want to go. But PAX, wee, you want to go because that's where the sisters are going. See? see how that works? Yeah,
I can't even follow that stream of logic. So I'm just going to read from what I wrote down.
Okay.
They
get it. You guys out there get it, right?
Yep. I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure.
So Ariel gets it.
Okay.
Thanks, Ariel.
Pax Wii. Okay. Focus. Namco is hosting a Tekken 6 tournament for the 3 days of PAX while they're there. So anybody that's going, if you think you've got the skills...
That kills. Literally, because it's Tekken, get it? Sorry.
Oh, your funniness. If you've got them, you should definitely take advantage. The tournaments are going to be the 3 days of the Arcade Expo. Their booth is number 922. You can check in and sign up in the morning. And that time is...
Right now.
No. 10 a.m. is when you can hit the booth. It's pretty much the show floor open. You can run over, sign up. Then they're actually going to be having the tournaments between 1 and 4 each day. And then the grand prize is going to be awarded to somebody during the 5 p.m. final match. I think that's really cool. I mean, you know, the Tekken people were at E3 and they just had, I think there were 3 stations that it was down there and they had some people going head to head, but it wasn't really like a tournament as much as like, yeah, whoever can stay the longest, that's awesome, you rock, Tekken kills. You know, but I think that, you know, hosting an actual tournament at PAX, especially as, you know, community-based and play-together-based that particular trade show is, I think that it's a really neat addition, and you're going to get a lot of people that are going to be able to get hands-on with Tekken 6 before it releases, and I think that's going to be great pub for Namco.
Okay. I do. And I wish I was going. Not that I would, you know, stand a chance.
I'm glad we're not going to PAX. Ew.
I have no money and I have no time off.
See, that's why it's ew, because you have no money.
PAX
but we. PAX we. Maybe. We be having monies for PAX.
Okay.
I think it's fucking up. I love that I get it.
I love that you get it, too. I'm not you saying I don't get it. I get it. I get
you
it.
You dig it.
I dig it. I do. I dig it. But they also announced a new mode in the game as well, the scenario campaign mode. And the best equivalent I can make for that mode is like, you know, the story mode that they had before where it was like Tekken Fight. And it was kind of like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle thing where you were side-scrolling and you were fighting people to get up to the top of the tower to take out Heihachi, but you never did.
Yes.
Well, they still haven't given up on that mode in the game.
They want to make it work.
But what they've tried to do is make it better. So instead of it being that limited side-scroller, there's free movement. It allows you to progress through the story and take down lots of people while still practicing different moves and things like that. And you can do it cooperatively online. So that may make it a little bit better in that you can, you know, play with somebody else and try to progress through this mode with somebody online. So I'm a skeptical about it. I'm a little reserved. But we'll see if it turns out to not suck.
Okay.
I know the fighting's not going to suck because I really enjoyed playing Tekken 6 while we were at E3. Bringing in the characters from Resurrection was really nice. Making them a little bit more fleshed out, I think, was great. I want it to not suck. Because I want strong games this holiday. And I want Tekken 6 desperately.
Aren't we getting a chunk of very strong games
holiday season? Right now, it looks like holiday is going to be really strong. I mean, we're leading into it.
Holiday is going to be awesome!
Wow, somebody got real close to the mic.
That was a Michael Bay, you know, effect of
explosion. No, we're going into holiday really strong. I mean, we're leading off 9909, obviously, with Beatles Rock Band. You've got DJ Hero looming out there. You've got past holiday, God of War 3 looming out there. You've got, obviously, Batman preceding us into holiday here. At the end of August is kind of the blockbuster going in. We've got a lot of strong games for holiday. Madden, NCAA. I mean, those are all strong titles, which will move consoles and move boxes and move units going all into holiday. I wish BioShock was going to be a part of it, but what are you going to do? You got Brutal Legend just leading the way. It's going to be a very interesting holiday season. And hopefully
I hope they don't fuck up my Christmas.
Aw. I won't let them fuck up your Christmas, Panda. Okay. I will stop the bitches. On the nerd front! Because we got some things for nerds.
I'm a nerd.
Mobile nerds, by the way.
Oh, alright. I'm not that mobile.
Yeah, you are. You have an iPhone.
Oh. I have an iPhone. I have a DS. Ooh, excuse me.
You all right there?
Yeah.
Yep. For a second. So, mobile nerds. The Star Wars comics are coming to the iTunes store. Dark Horse has partnered with THQ and LucasArts to bring them there. They're bringing Star Wars Empire Volume 1 Betrayal, which basically takes place right before Episode 4 of the series. So the good Star Wars, not the other trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
With the ring bang and the thing. But it starts before New Hope. It's coming to the iPhone. Legacy Volume 1, Broken, takes place about like 100 years or so after Return of the Jedi. And then you've got
Clone Wars Volume 1, Shipyard of Doom, which is based off of the Clone War CGI thing that's running on Cartoon Network right now. I'm not real jazzed about that, but I really think that it's interesting to see LucasArts and so many other entities start committing to mobile devices as a major distribution channel, which is what I wanted to get to. Because I was like, Dark Horse Comics on the iPhone? Oh, wah, wah, wah!
Bad Horse. Oh, wait, wrong thing.
No, no, Bad Horse is different than Dark Horse.
Bad Horse. Sorry. Continue.
Okay. So, as a fellow owner of iPhone, Panda, I gotta ask you, outside of the basic phone functions, text message, yes, calling people, checking voicemail, do you do a lot of gaming?
No.
Do you do a lot of reading?
No.
You basically just use it as a phone?
And I play iPunk on it. I do that. Daft Punk. I do that, but that's not really a game.
So,
but yeah, it's just a phone.
Let me ask you this. How much time do you think you spend, or Eshmom, because she's also...
Oh, Eshmom.
In the store looking for additional applications?
She tends to do that on Sunday mornings with coffee. It's an every Sunday thing.
It's a Sunday ritual.
Yes.
What keeps you from gaming on your iPhone? I'm curious.
I have consoles for that. And I like to keep, and I don't like to use this word, but I will for this, I like to keep my addiction out of the public eye. unless I'm talking with gamers, I can talk that and be comfortable, but I don't want to be, like, you know, sitting on the shuttle for school, you know, playing something and, like, not get off the shuttle because I'd rather play this than go to class.
Yeah, see, I've missed my train stop a couple of times.
See, and I don't want that.
Nobody was with me, so nobody knew that I missed my stop. But here's my thing. I find that I do game on the go a lot more on my...
Well, now that I have a DS, I play that in cars all the time. Sometimes when I'm driving.
You play your DS while you're driving. Are you out of your fucking mind?
Well...
That's a joke, right? That better be a joke.
Yeah, that's a joke. Got you.
Yeah, that's going to be a joke, because that's never going to happen again, right? Yeah. Because that's like driving drunk. Yeah. Driving and trying to...
Yes, okay, it'll never happen again.
Excellent!
It was at a red light, and I was idling.
I don't give a shit if you were parked, if the car is running. Don't do shit else. Okay, anyway, that's a PSA from Ninja to you.
Don't drive in DS. It will get you killed.
If not by somebody else, by me.
Yeah, she'll hunt you down.
I am Ninja.
She'll thank you right after she shanks you. Knife fight.
You are so
messed up. That's an awesome song.
Here's my thing. You know, you see a lot of different companies now creating mobile game divisions where they really weren't before, focusing on the iTunes Store, the Android App Store, and doesn't Zune have a store too?
Zune.
I think they do. I honestly don't know because I don't own a Zune. But Namco's creating an iPhone games division. EA is creating an iPhone games division. You see in the industry now so many people creating and porting games. Nigamoko, as I like to call them. I mean, has been just kicking ass and taking names with the games that they're bringing over to the platform and talking about how easy it is. I'm interested to see how the iPhone changes how Android phone games are created and delivered and what impact it actually has on handheld hardware gaming systems like the PSP and the DS. Because I'll be honest, I game more on my iPhone. Simple little games, a couple of complex ones, but mostly simplish games during my commute than I do with my DS. And I have a DSi. That fucker takes pictures.
I know. I've got several on mine. Oh. S-Dog, Cat Girl Panda, with hearts around her face.
So yeah. I'm going to submit this question out to you guys. I'd love to hear what your thoughts are. So hit us up, questions@esh.mobi, and let me know. Mobile gaming, how do you do it? Are you a flicker or are you a tapper?
I do both.
I'm just going to leave that alone.
Flicking and a tapping.
I said flick. It sounds to you like you said licking and a tapping.
Well, you know, the DSi has become far more interactive.
No, it has not. There's no lick adapter for the DSi. Oh, and don't say that, because there's a lot of people that would want to buy that peripheral.
Yeah, for dating sims. You know what
Ew.
I mean, fellas?
Ew! You're grody!
Hello Kitty Taco Adventure.
No! Ew! Disgusting!
Oh yeah. All Bestiality right. and Stop sex. You know it. You dig it.
Stop it. Ew.
You know
Don't
it.
Do that to Hello Kitty. That's just
wrong. Oh, Hello Kitty's already doing it.
Oh no, she's not. She's pure and innocent. Shut up. Alright, last thing before I go. New DLC coming out this week. If you didn't already check out the DLC for
Well, you're unable to because you've been fished.
For those that can still get onto their Xbox Live accounts, don't sleep. Rebel Yell dropped. Get it. Make it so. Come on.
But Thundercats are go. We repeat, Thundercats are go.
But on top of that, this week on Tuesday, they're going to be adding into the Rock Band store some stuff from Talking Heads, including two of my favorite times, Take Me to the River and Once in a Lifetime. So you may find yourself sitting in the middle of your living room. You may find yourself logging on to Xbox Live. And if you do, and you buy that song, my gamer tag is Ninja Sister. Look for me. We can play online. So that's all my stuff. And we don't have any questions this week.
You guys need to start giving us questions. We like when we have questions to answer. Yeah. It makes us feel important. And give me something to do while I do not have my Xbox.
So please help me satiate Panda, because she might actually kill somebody. She's very angry.
All work and no Xbox makes Panda go fucking crazy!
So please, send questions to questions@esh.mobi. I don't care what they're about, just send them.
Please?
So that she'll have something to do.
Please?
Because Lord knows she needs something to do.
I've almost been resorted to have to play my Wii, and you know what? That's not gaming at all!
You are mean when you are angry.
I want it back.
So
I'll be nice, I'll pay taxes, I'll help old ladies cross the fucking street.
You pay your taxes already. Don't try to sell lies when you already do some stuff. So with that, I'm going to have to call this guy just about done. Make sure that you hit us up on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com. Or you can use the short address, which is
esh.mobi.
Don't mopey.
esh.mobi. The short address will bounce you to the long one. You can check out any articles. You can check out any articles that have been written within the week. If you have any questions about those articles or just questions for us, hopefully some for me next week, you can email us at questions@esh.mobi. If you're not listening to us on iTunes, you can check us out there. You can plug us into any RSS reader, any podcast search engine, and we are also part of the All Games Network.
That's right. You can catch episodes of our podcast airing on Monday nights right now on the All Games Radio Network at around 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, which makes it about 8 o'clock Pacific Time p.m. And you can also check out some other entertaining shows, like the show that leads into us, Gametopius.
With Tedekin, the Rachel, and Rich.
You can also listen to Bobby Blackwolf's show.
You can listen to shows like Dead Pixel Live which is my home away from Esh. You can also listen to Video Game Outsiders, which went live recently.
There's also OLR, which is great.
Love those. Ultimate Quest has come back from hiatus, so you can check them out too. And you can also check out in-game chat.
So there's a lot of great stuff over there to keep you satiated, keep you laughing, keep you having fun, including chat while you're listening to the shows live. So make sure that you're checking them out over at allgames.com. And if you do, make sure that you give us credit and say, hey, those chicks from Electric Sisterhood told me to check you out. And I dig what you do.
I dig what you do and he do and she do and we do.
I dig watching you do what you do.
Oh, you're a voyeur.
To watch. All right, so I'm going to say this podcast is toast.
Yeah, I think it's toast too.
What are you going to do with your toast?
I'm going to offer it to Xbox in hopes that they'll give me my fucking gamer tag pen.
Oh, honey, if only it was as simple as giving them toast.
I know.
It's not. Don't throw your toast out for something that's just...
All right, then I'll eat it because I'm hungry.
Good girl.
With some butter.
Okay.
And steaming hot guilt.
Piping hot fresh.
What do you do with your toast?
I'm going to take my toast, and I think I'm going to put some garlic butter on it.
Yeah.
Fry it in the skillet a little bit, get a little bit crusty, kind of pan-seared there, and have it with some pasta.
You always have a pasta.
I like garlic bread with my pasta, and I'm not going to be ashamed of that.
All right, don't be ashamed.
I'm not. But what I am is Ninja Sista.
And I am Handalicious.
And we are out.
Yeah.
Aw, cheer up, pumpkin.